Great to be here with you this morning, today, and as we look at this wonderful part of the Bible, I'll pray for us. Heavenly Father, as we look at your word now, we pray that in these troubling times of COVID and lockdown, that you please give us spiritual wisdom and understanding. We ask this so we know you better, love you more, and please and trust you in all we do. And we ask it in Jesus' name and for his glory. Amen. Well, in life we need to be ready. Ready for simple things when the traffic light goes green, when it goes red. Ready to play the game when the referee blows the whistle. Our parents or grandparents, those of us who care for children, we know how challenging it is to get children ready. There always seems to be so many distractions. We find ourselves saying, are you ready? What are you doing? Don't do that now. You need to get ready. Do you hear yourself having those conversations? And then there's things like being ready for an emergency, ready for a crisis. So much of life seems to be about being ready for the future, education, health, insurance, superannuation, even funeral plans. All things calling us to be ready for the future. Well, today we've just read how the Apostle Paul is urging his readers to be ready. Ready for the future. And it's not just about being ready for something insignificant or trivial or unimportant. In chapter 5, verses 1 to 11, Paul urges us to be ready for the day of the Lord. To be ready for the day when Jesus will return. Are you ready for the day of the Lord? Ready for Jesus' return? At least 6 times in this letter, Paul talks about the coming of Jesus. And he urges the Thessalonian Christians, be ready. Is Jesus' return on your radar? Are you ready? Are you living with that expectation? Plenty of movies have been made about the end of the world with their theme, an apocalyptic event, a giant comet, a nuclear disaster, an out-of-control virus. While we might think about those sort of things, I'm not sure we give much thought to the day when Jesus will bring an end to all things. Back in chapter 1, verses 9 to 10, Paul commended the Thessalonians, saying how they'd turned to God from idols, turning away from that which is false and untrue, and turning to serve the living and true God. Then see what he says in verse 10. How the Thessalonian Christians wait for his son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus who rescues us from the coming wrath. So much of Paul's letter is written with that truth in mind, turning from idols, serving the living and true God, waiting for his son from heaven. What are you waiting for? Are you ready for Jesus? I know COVID is big, probably the biggest thing many of us have ever had to wrestle with. But is our thinking so focused on it that we've taken our eyes, our mind, our thoughts away from serving the living and true God and being ready for the coming of his son from heaven? As Paul writes to the Thessalonians in chapter 5, verse 1, it seems they're well aware that Jesus' return, although the exact time is unknown, it is an event well and truly locked into God's calendar. There can be no doubt the day of the Lord, Jesus' return, it will happen. And on that day, Jesus will gather together all those who've been faithfully waiting for him. What a day that will be. Yes, chapter 5, verse 3 tells us there are some people, those who are not Christian, who while they're saying peace and safety, destruction will come upon them suddenly. Now, we need to stop here for a bit and think about this, because this is big. This is big. Some of you listening today, you might be Christians, but the thought of Jesus' return, it's slipped off your radar. You're not thinking about it. In verses 4 to 6, God is saying to you, but brothers and sisters, you're not in darkness so that this day should surprise you like a thief. You are all children of the light and children of the day. We do not belong to the night or to the darkness, so then, let us not be like others who are asleep, but let us be awake and sober. See what he says in verses 9 to 11. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we are awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. Here Paul is saying four things to help us get ready for Jesus. Firstly, he's saying, wake up. Get ready. You are children of the light, children of the day. Shift the focus of your thinking. Set your hearts and minds on Jesus. Set your hearts and minds on his plans for your life and his plans for this world. Set your hearts and minds on how good it will be to be with Jesus instead of setting our hearts and minds on the things of this world. Ask yourself, what is at the center of your future? What are you really getting ready for? A better life or serving the Lord and the true, living and true God and waiting for his son? Looking forward to the day of the Lord. God's word is challenging you today. Don't be like people who are asleep, who give no thought to Jesus' return. Instead, get ready for the day of the Lord. Well, secondly, it's important we hear Paul as he intended, not as someone who's harsh or uncaring, but someone who loves and deeply cares for the people to whom he's writing. Paul's words are a loving warning. As a kid growing up, we used to live near Botany Bay. And as often as we could with my parents, we'd get the train and the bus to the swimming enclosure at Brighton Beach. We always swam in the baths, never outside, because the local council had put up plenty of signs warning us. Swimming outside the baths meant you could be attacked by a shark. Those warnings were loving warnings. They're not harsh. They're just plain, sensible, caring warnings. Paul is doing the same thing. He's reminding the Thessalonians who God is and what he's done for us in Jesus. It is not God's plan for us to suffer wrath. God is about salvation. Jesus died for us so we could live with him and enjoy him forever in heaven. Therefore, hear the warning. Get ready for the day of Jesus' return. Well, thirdly, each one of us has a vital role to play and encourage one another to remember this. In chapter 5, verse 11, Paul says, encourage one another and build each other up. We all have a role in encouraging our brothers and sisters to persevere, to keep our eye on the finish line on the day when Jesus will return. Some of you might remember how in the recent Olympics, an Australian decathlon athlete, Ash Maloney, was competing in the final 500-metre race of this grueling event. Maloney had to record a fast enough time in the 1,500 metres to make sure he'd win a bronze medal. As the race progressed, Maloney was falling behind him. He was running out of puff. But here's the amazing thing. Another Australian athlete, Cedric Dubler, Ash Maloney's good friend and training partner, he ran alongside Ash Maloney, urging him on. Dubler said he was worried that his good mate would fall behind and lose his medal opportunity. So he's madly screaming at him, keep going. A commentator said Dubler's action was a thing of beauty. It was one of those great motivational moments encouraging one another. Who are the people you need to get alongside, helping them run their Christian race? Perhaps not yelling or screaming, but encouraging them, urging them on, so they too can make it to the finish line. Well, fourthly, we need to think again about the people Paul is talking about in verse 3. People who are saying peace and safety, but for whom destruction will come upon them suddenly. Because here's the thing, you know people like this. You may even be one of them. If you're someone listening today, sailing along a life, thinking peace and safety, but who's not yet turned to the living and true God, waiting for his son from heaven, can I please urge you, think again. Remember chapter 5, verse 9, God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us. Here is a breathtaking truth. Jesus died to rescue you from the consequence of not treating God as you should. We've not trusted him as we should. We've not looked to him as we should. Largely, we've ignored him. Yet Jesus, in his amazing love, sacrificially died for us on the cross. Jesus died in our place. Jesus died to save us from the coming wrath. So rather than you and I experience eternal separation from God, we could enjoy the sure, certain promise of heaven, of life forever with God. If you've not taken the step of turning back to God, let me encourage you, do it today. Today is a great day to turn to God, to enjoy the experience of peace and fresh start in your life as you commit yourself to following Jesus. Take that step. Let Jim know so he can get some help and support you as you begin this new chapter in your life. Yet, as I said, it's also true, you know people like this. You know people have not yet turned to Jesus. People in your workplace, your club, your team, neighbours, family, perhaps even in your own home. At the moment with COVID restrictions, we're not meeting many people. But think of all the people that God does bring across your path. These are people who urgently need to be ready for the day of the Lord. We desperately want them to turn to Jesus so they will be ready. The thought of Jesus coming again, the thought of them missing out on an eternity with Jesus, it should stir you to action. Therefore, will you pray for these people right now? Think of two or three people for whom you will commit to pray. Pray for an opportunity to talk with them about the difference Jesus has made to your life. Pray for an opportunity to gently, lovingly encourage them to put their faith and trust in him. Pray that God will change their hearts so they will turn to him. Think through, how can you better equip yourself to share your testimony of the difference that Jesus makes to you? Think through how you can better equip yourself to explain who Jesus is, why he came, why they should respond to him, even to help them answer questions they might have. I plan to be part of the evangelism training events that Jim is organising here in the next few weeks. Back in chapter 1, verse 8, we read how Paul is full of praise for the Thessalonian Christians because the Lord's message rang out from you, not only in Macedonia and Achaia. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. How good it would be if this could be said about everyone at the church at Narellan. Your faith in God has become known everywhere. Well, what does it look like to be ready? What does it look like to be children of the light, children of the day, to be ready for the day of the Lord? Paul's answer is in verse 8. But since we belong to the day, let us be sober, putting on faith and love as a breastplate, and the hope of salvation as a helmet. Faith, love, hope, the essential Christian virtues. Faith, love, hope, they're at the very heart of the Christian life. It's who we are, people of faith, love, hope. Let's think about faith. Now, in this letter in the New Testament, faith is always faith in the facts about Jesus, who he is, what he's done. Faith is never blind. Faith is never a leap in the dark. It is never wishful thinking. In chapter 5, verse 8, Paul describes faith as a breastplate. Faith protects. It keeps us safe from attack, so we're ready for Jesus' return. Yet so often in life, especially in times like these, when life is tough, hard, we feel tired, weary, we feel we're just keeping our head above water. Throw in the fact that so often our world, even people we know, they mock and ridicule our faith. It mightn't be as bad as what our Christian brothers and sisters face in countries like North Korea or parts of the Middle East, but it can unsettle our faith, and I get this. Our emotions, our feelings, they're powerful. It's easy in times like these for our emotions, our feelings to take over. I don't feel close to God. I don't feel like I'm a Christian. I don't feel like reading my Bible. I don't feel good enough for God. I don't feel God hears my prayers. I don't feel like going to church. This is where I found this picture, the facts, faith, feeling train to be helpful. A train is never pulled by its carriage. In fact, the train will go nowhere if it's relying on the carriage. It's the same in the Christian life, where we're relying on our feelings, our emotions. If we put our faith in our feelings, it is so easy for us to not only go backwards in the Christian life, but sometimes to even lose sight of Jesus altogether. This picture reminds us, keep putting our faith in the facts, not our feelings. We hear Paul speak about these facts in this letter, chapter 5, verses 9 to 10. God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that we may live together with him. To be ready for Jesus' return, we keep our faith in the facts. As we keep our faith in the facts about Jesus, we experience the joy, the peace, the comfort of knowing our lives are secure in him. Faith in the facts lifts our feelings. It lifts our emotions. But as we've already seen, the Christian life is not a solo event. It's not something we do alone. So secondly, this is why Paul in chapter 5, verse 8 says we also put on love as a breastplate. Love is a big theme in this letter. The love shown to us by Jesus. The love we should have for our brothers and sisters. The love we should have for those who have not yet come to him. It is something Paul keeps on coming back to over and over again. In chapter 4, verse 9, Paul, so impressed with the love of the Thessalonian Christians, says, "Now about your love for one another, we do not need to write you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other." Then in chapter 4, verse 10, he urges them, "Do so more and more." Love is how we support, uphold, encourage, urge, help, care for each other to be ready for Jesus' return. How much more in these COVID times is there a pressing urgency to show practical care and love for one another? Give people a call. Send them a note. Do their shopping. Cook them a meal. Since two people are allowed to go for a walk together, go walking with them, someone different every day. Encourage them about Jesus. Just as the Thessalonians had a great reputation for sharing their faith, they had a similar reputation for the love they showed one another. How good it would be if this was true for the church in Narellan. Thirdly, hope. In chapter 5, verse 8, Paul urges us to put on the hope of salvation as a helmet. To be ready for Jesus, we need to keep our hope firmly fixed on him, on the salvation we already have, on the salvation Jesus will bring. We rejoice in the forgiveness, the peace, the new life we have in Jesus, and we long for the day of the Lord. Christian hope is the sure, confident hope of the future. This is what we have our hope in. Putting on the hope of salvation as a helmet protects you from attacks and doubts that could be fatal. We do this because in the words of that wonderful Christian hymn or song, "My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. On Christ the solid rock I stand. All other ground is sinking sand." Putting on the hope of salvation as a helmet equips you to be ready for the day of the Lord. It is knowing, being certain, sure, on this day we will finally experience the salvation of being with God in heaven. What a joy that will be. Are you ready? Ready for the day of the Lord, for Jesus' return? If not, can I urge you, get ready. Help and encourage others to get ready, your Christian brothers and sisters, but also prayerfully look for opportunities to speak to those who do not yet know Jesus. We don't want them to miss out. And finally, be ready, putting on faith and love as a breastplate and the hope of salvation as a helmet. I'll pray. Our gracious and loving Heavenly Father, we thank you for the wonderful salvation we have in Jesus and the sure hope we have of Jesus' return. Please help each one of us to be actively living and sharing our faith, love and hope, so that many more people will come to know Jesus and put their faith and hope in him. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.